بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Last few weeks we spoke about the salat and the obligation of salat and what is the ruling of the sharia on someone who does not pray. And also we spoke about the sheikh spoke to us about يعني the obligation of salat in the book, and we expanded on the issue of the one who neglected the salat, and we tried to bring the proofs because it is an important topic not discussed so often with details, especially in English. So inshallah, what we have taught inshallah, soon enough, I know it takes a long time for it to come out on the internet. Once it comes out on the internet, you can download it and re-listen to it inshallah. Now we move to one important part of the salat, which is something before the salat, which is al-adhan and al-iqamah. We explained previously what is pillar and what is condition. We explained before what is a pillar and what is condition. Condition is prerequisite, and a pillar, it is something part of the salat or part of the act. Meaning, the timing of the salat, is it part of the salat or prerequisite of the salat? Prerequisite of the salat. You being on tahara, purity, is it part of the salat or prerequisite to the salat? Doing the ruku', the bowing in the salat, is it a prerequisite of the salat or a pillar of the salat? Pillar of the salat. You see, that is the difference between the two. Now the sheikh, he did not put al-adhan and an iqamah as a prerequisite for the salat. Why? Because something sometimes is mustahab. It cannot be prerequisite. Prerequisite or a shart, you must have it before you do the act. But the adhan and iqamah, at times, it is not a must-have. You understand? That's why was left out before the condition. As the next chapter, the sheikh will open up with, as you see, the conditions of prayer. Or conditions of prayer, and he said there are six. He start with purification, then the time, and then covering the private part, and so on. So this is how the fiqh mind works. The ulama, they just don't do anything for no reason, or they don't do anything spontaneous. It's not tabula to them. It's not a mixed curry. It's just everything to them has to make sense. Even the way they set out and allocate the chapters. He started with a tahara. Now we moved to the salat. And then he started with the obligation of salat. And then he says adhan and iqama. And then after that, the prerequisites for the salat. You see how he went in order. It's a logical order. Now he said al-adhan wal-iqama. They are both. He said, let's say in Arabic, let's read it in Arabic, وَهُمَا مَشْرُعَانِ لِلصَّلَوَاتِ الْخَمْسِ. They are authorized by the Sharia for the five prayers and not any other prayers. It legislated for men and not for women. طيب. So here he said, رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ, they are both authorized by the Sharia for the five prayers. طيب. So, when we say authorized, Now we have different situations, pay attention. We either have Salat al-Jama'ah or a Salat by yourself. We either have Salat of a resident or Salat of traveler. And we either have a individual obligation or a communal obligation. Now we want to know, in all of this, where the Adhan fits in. Where the adhan fits in all of these different situations. Pay attention. It is a communal obligation. What is communal obligation? That if a number of people from the community perform the act, the obligation is dropped from the rest of the community. Like Salatul Janazah, funeral prayer. If someone dies amongst the Muslims and no one prays on him, Salatul Janazah, the whole community is sinning. But if there is enough people prayed on him, that those group of people will take the reward and the obligation is dropped from the rest of the community. طيب. It is a communal obligation on every jama'ah, two and more. So every jama'ah, which is from two or more, whether they are traveling or resident, if they cannot hear the adhan, they must make the adhan themselves. The dalil, what is being narrated by Malik bin al-Huwairith, the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في نفر من قومي فأقمنا عنده 20 ليلة وكان رحيما رفيقا فلما رأى شوقنا إلى أهالينا قال ارجعوا فكونوا فيهم وعلموهم وصلوا فإذا حضرت الصلاة فليؤذن لكم أحدكم وليأمكم أكبركم. He said, Malik ibn al-Huwairith radiyallahu anhu, he said, I came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the group of my people. We stayed with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 20 nights. For how long? 20 nights. He said, وَكَانَ رَحِيمًا رَفِيقًا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was merciful and nice and friendly towards us. When he saw that we started to miss our wives, he said to them, go back. Enough. So they went out to seek knowledge from the Prophet ﷺ and learn Islam. So he saw them now after 20 nights, they start missing their families. He said to them, go back and be amongst them. That hadith, yani, it has a big question mark for the brothers who go 40 days and 4 months and the wives start complaining and say, I'm doing jihad fi sabilillah. Yani, if the wife is complaining and the wife needs you, what did the Prophet ﷺ said? When he saw they are missing their family, he said, go back. But don't go back and sleep and eat lahm and do barbecue. No, he said, go back and be amongst them and teach them. Teach them. So you came out to seek the knowledge. Go back and teach them. وَصَلُّوا and pray. وَعَلِّمُوهُمْ وَصَلُّوا. فَإِذَا حَضَرَتِ الصَّلَاةِ when the time of salat comes, one of you, let him make adhan. طيب. So here, يا أخي, it's an order or not? Order. يعني, الأمر يقتضي الوجوب إلا إذا دلت قرينة على غير ذلك. يعني, the order, what does it do? It necessitates obligation unless there is a proof to say otherwise. Now, it said, you are obligation. He said, one of you. Not everyone makes adhan, one of you. So when he said one of you, that became a communal obligation. And wal ya ummukum akbarukum, and let the oldest one and the elder stand as an imam. Of course, he's supposed to have the most knowledge. Or can recite the Quran. The conditions of imam, we'll talk about it later. But here, yani, what I want to bring your attention, that it's not necessarily the older one who is the best reciter. Sometimes the youngest one is the best reciter. We don't put an oldly man and he said, اهدنا الصلاط المستقين. يعني no, you tell him stand back and put a young kid, even if يعني you are the older, we respect you, we love you, but we want our salat to be correct. طيب. So, فَإِذَا حَضَرَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَلْيُؤَذِّنْ لَكُمْ أَحَدُكُمْ. One of you should make the adhan. طيب. So here, he made it فرض كفاية on the community. طيب. When do I need to make an adhan if I am in jama'ah? When you are not hearing the adhan. Of course, when we live in the West, we don't hear the adhan. What does it mean? That means if you are two and more, you should what? Make adhan. You should make adhan and followed by the iqama, of course. Tayyib. Now, we solved two issues. Jama'ah, traveler, or resident. Now we want to know if I am by myself, because sometimes you see someone standing on a bus stop and he is by himself, and the time salat comes, he stands in the bus stop and he calls the adhan. You can imagine the people around him, they think he's going to explode in a minute. Duck down. طيب. It is for the one by himself mustahab to do adhan and iqamah. whether he's traveling or resident. It is mustahab. If he is in a place that there was no adhan, that means he did not hear the adhan. Once the adhan is heard, khalas, it's not even mustahab in your right. But if the adhan is not heard, then it is what? Mustahab for you to do. Tayyib, what is the dalil, ya Abu Adnan? The dalil here, the hadith in Bukhari, an Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, radiyallahu anhu, annahu, yani, qala libni Abi Sa'sa' al-Mazini. He said to Abu Sa'sa' al-Mazini, inni araka tuhibbu al-ghanama wal-badiya. He said, yani, the Prophet ﷺ said to Abu Sa'sa', I see you like the ghanam, the sheep, and the badia, to take your sheep to the grazing land and to the badia to feed your sheep. He said, فَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِي غَنَمِكَ أَوْ بَادِيَتِكَ. When you are with your sheep or in the badia, فَارْفَعْ صَوْتَكَ بِالنِّدَاءِ. Raise your voice with the call, the proclaim. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَسْمَعُ مَدَى صَوْتُ الْمُؤَذِّنِ جِنٌ وَلَا إِنْسٌ وَلَا شَيْءٌ إِلَّا شَهِدَ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He said, proclaim the adhan and raise your voice with it. Indeed, no one hears the voice of the muadhin from jinn, ins, and everything except will testify for him on the day of judgment. Abu Sa'id, he said, سَمِعْتُهُ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. I heard it from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from this hadith we understand it is mustahab for him to do, make adhan iqama. Taib, why? Because he said to him, raise your voice in the adhan and do the adhan, but he did not order him as an individual order to do the adhan. He said, if you are with your sheep, just raise your voice with the adhan. But he never ordered him to do the adhan, and the matter is difference of opinion amongst the scholars. Now, another issue comes up. The adhan that is on your iPhone, on the clock you buy from Hajj, and on the radio, can it be accepted or not? That is a point, because you need to respond to it. First and foremost, that would not suffice as an adhan, because the adhan is what? Ibadah. And the ibadah requires what? Intention. And the intention cannot be established except with whom? Human. So that's why it is invalid adhan. So the adhan has to be done with a human, with an intention. You stand and make the adhan with an intention to make the adhan. There is an adhan that is considered as a legal adhan, and it is an adhan that you respond to with the dua of adhan. Apart from that, your watch, your computer, your machine at home, the little adhan machine that you buy when you come from Hajj, that is good as a reminder to get dressed and go to the masjid or get ready for the salat. But when that adhan, he says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, you do not repeat the dua with it, because it is not a legal adhan. Now, let's say adhan that is done on the microphone, meaning a masjid, like the masajid in Lebanon, Pakistan, Egypt. Muadhin stands, turns on the microphone. Or even in a big masjid, that normally if he was to call out, you will never hear his voice. Let's say the haram. The haram, if you're far away, you can never hear his voice unless with the microphone. Now, a microphone magnifies the voice. Is that an adhan that I supposed to be responding to? Yes. Because it came out, and this is a magnifier, and the magnifier is a wasila, is a mean. So we don't mind it. It's like lecture done on the computer. This is a mean. So the mean here magnifies the voice. You heard the voice or not? Then you have to respond to that then. You see the point? Let's say radio station. Radio station puts out an adhan or not. You heard the adhan on the radio station. What do I do? Now, if the radio station, 99.9% of the time, the radio station recorded, it's the same thing. But let's say, hypothetically speaking, someone making adhan on the radio station, someone, actually an individual, who is a live adhan on the radio station. Do I respond with it? Yes. Because this is the radio station working now as a magnifier, to the like a microphone. Tayyib. Now, a live adhan from Mecca and I live in Sydney. We say, now the time zone changed, this adhan is irrelevant to you. Why? Because the adhan is a sign of the time starting. But this is now because the discontinuity of the time and the disconnection of the time, the adhan now is not a your adhan. So it's not adhan that you accept as an adhan because it is the wrong timing. But the adhan from the radio station, the live adhan from the radio station is accepted in one condition, which is to be on time, to be with the time of the adhan because it has to be a local radio station. But if it is recorded or pre-recorded, then this is not a valid adhan. But it's an indication. It's like your alarm. When it goes beep, beep for the time of Maghrib, that is now accepted as an alarm to bring your attention. Because to us, the Hanabila, our madhab, the Hanabila, that al-ibadah needs an intention, of course. And to us, the Hanabila, the adhan is an ibadah. The adhan requires an intention. Now, here he said, after he said that, he said, دُونَ غَيْرِهِمَا وَهُمَا مَشْرُعَانِ لِلصَّلَوَاتِ الْخَمْسِ دُونَ غَيْرِهَا دُونَ غَيْرِهَا دُونَ غَيْرِهَا here, and not any other prayers. So there is no adhan for or iqama for taraweeh. There is no adhan or iqama for salatul eid. There is no adhan and iqama for salatul janazah. Wallahi, I was at a janazah in Sydney here. The man, he is creative, mashallah. He's a mufti maulana sahib bhai, I don't know. But he wasn't Pakistani, he was from different nationality. But they praised him so much. There is a janazah, but because they invited him from overseas, they made for him this introduction. And he stood. He wants to become really creative. Mashallah, we're Muslims. We're not creative in anything. We're not creative in computers. We're not creative in cars. We're not creative in machinery. We're not creative in weaponry. We're not creative except in bid'ah. And he was so creative, he started making, قَدْ قَامَتْ صَلَاتُ الْجَنَازَةِ قَدْ قَامَتْ صَلَاتُ الْجَنَازَةِ. I said, Wallahi, I didn't want to pray. I got so turned off. I didn't want to pray. Subhanallah. The five madhahib, and you add on them, the Thawri and the Awza'i and all the rest of the ulama, and Tabari, all of them, no one to say there is an iqamah for a part of the five salawat. Subhanallah. But people get creative sometimes. In the sunnah, also been approved that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the salat al-kusuf, that it's been in Sahih Muslim narrated, he said, as-salatu jami'a. As-salat jami'a. That the salat is jami'a, gatherer, or gathers, for salat al-kusuf, which is the eclipse. Now, rahimahullah, he said, it legislates, yani the sharia legislates for men and not for women. لِلْرِجَالِ دُونَ النِّسَاءِ. Why is that? Because what's been narrated from Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, قَالَ لَيْسَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ أَذَانٌ وَلَا إِقَامَةٌ. There is no adhan upon the women, nor iqama. Now this narration from Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, يعني the narration from Al-Bayhaqi, it has some weakness in it. Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar, rahimahullah, he said, it is authentic. And also Al-Bayhaqi narrated that with the Hassan narration from Aisha, she said radiallahu anha, Hassan yani accepted, we used to pray without iqama. So it's an issue. It's been narrated also that it is allowed for the women to do adhan and iqama from more than one sahabi. Abd al-Razzaq, he narrated with an authentic narration that Aisha radiallahu anha, she used to make adhan and iqama. In another narration, Jabir bin Abdullah, it has some weakness in it. Some ulama said it can be lifted to Hassan. Jabir, he narrated radiallahu anhu that a woman is if she wants, she can make iqama. So as you see, the issue is a bit of a gray area. But the maximum the ulama said it is allowed. No one said it is mustahab or obligatory. But what the ulama, you'd see, they all said it is haram for the woman to do adhan and iqama with a loud voice if the men can hear them. So let's say a group of women together And one of them, she made aqamat salat so they can pray jama'ah. طيب, to bring the attention of the rest of the women. Is it allowed? We say, Allahu A'lam, with all these multiple narrations from the Sahaba, it is allowed. And especially that has been narrated, Aisha radiallahu anha, she has made adhan and iqamah. Ibn Umar, he was asked once also in Isnad Hassan, which is an Isnad that is accepted, هَلْ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ adhan? Do the women have adhan? فَغَضِبْ. He got really angry. And he said, وَقَالْ أَنَا أَنْهَى عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Do you want me to forbid from the remembrance of Allah? So here he said, يعني, he does not want to stop the remembrance of Allah. So as you see, the narrations here, they really do not contradict. If we say the first one, which is Ibn Umar, if we say it's authentic, when he said, لَيْسَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ أَذَانٌ وَلَا إِقَامَةٌ, then they're not obligated to do أَذَان and إِقَامَةٌ. And the other narration comes to show us that it is zikr, and women can do adhan and iqamah. Mafhum? Now we move to another important point. So we finished with that. He said, rahimahullah, the adhan is 15 words long and no tarji'. Repeating the shahada with lower voice, the iqamah 11 words long. Let's just narrate to you the hadith Abdullah ibn Zayd first, and then we go to 15 words and what is the tarji'ah and what is the other opinion and how it is. Inshallah, that will take us to first Abdullah ibn Zayd in the hadith. Abdullah ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu, he said, when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered bin naqus liyudraba bihi linnasi, when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa ordered with the naqus, what is the naqus? The big bell, so he can gather the people for salat. Tafa bi وَأَنَا نَائِمْ رَجُلٌ يَحْمِلُ نَاقُوسًا. Abdullah ibn Zayd said, I was asleep and a man in my dream passed by me and he is carrying a naqus in his hand. He said, Ya Abdullah, O slave of Allah, you want to sell the naqus? He said, what do you want to do with it? He said, we want to call people with it to the salat. He said, do you want me to show you what is better than that? I said, yes, please show me. He said, to say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala as-salati, hayya ala as-salat, hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala al-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. Thumma istakhara ghayra ba'idin. Yani then he went away but not too far away. Thumma qal, then he said, when you make the iqama, you say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, hayya ala as-salati, hayya ala al-falah, qad qamat as-salah, qad qamat as-salah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. And when the morning came, I came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I informed him with what I saw. He said, innaha la ru'ya haqq. Tayyib. So here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say, Ya Ziyad? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? He said, it is a true ru'ya. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam affirmed that. That means it is what? It is revelation. Because the sunnah, the sources of the sunnah, al-taqrir, is to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to confirm something for someone. It becomes part of the sharia. So the adhan is restricted to that. Adding on the adhan or subtracting becomes a bid'ah. You understand? So the adhan is a revelation up to this. I cannot add on it nor subtract. So when someone makes the adhan and he adds a chant in a loud voice after the adhan, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik, and he chanted afterwards. Now the salat on the Prophet ﷺ is sunnah after the adhan. So the adhan has to end and you have to go silent. And then you make the dua silent, because otherwise if you make it with voice, you are added to the adhan and you are adding to the sunnah, and adding is like subtracting, it's all bid'ah. See the point? إِنَّهَا لَرُؤْيَا حَقْ فَقُمْ مَعْ بِلَالْ فَأَلْقِي عَلَيْهِ مَا رَأَيْتْ. Get up to Bilal and inform him of what you have seen. فَلْيُؤَذِّنْ بِهِ فَإِنَّهُ أَنْدَى صَوْتًا مِنْكْ. Let him do the adhan because he has a beautiful voice. Now pay attention to a point here. Unfortunately, when we make something for the da'wah, khalas, I want to do everything. The Prophet ﷺ allocated the job to whomever is able to do what? The job. unfortunately, us, we want to do everything. No, he said, he has a better voice. You've seen the dream. Who is most deserving to do that then? According to our standard today, to our backward logic today, that I saw the dream, I make the adhan. Why do you give it to Bilal? Isn't it true? Why we? Because we are backward people. But the Prophet ﷺ was far more civilized than us. He said to him, no, he is better than you with his voice, so the better person gets the job. Not finders keepers. You understand? So the importance here to understand that everyone gets a job. Did Abdullah ibn Zayd get upset? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with him seeing such a dream that it became an adhan till the end of time. It's good enough that it is narrated to him, and let somebody else who can do the job do a better job. He said, فَجَعَلْتُ فَقُمْتُ مَعْ بِلَالِ I stood up with Bilal, and I narrated what I said to him. And he makes the adhan. قَالَ فَسَمِعَ ذَلِكَ عُمَرُ بْنُ الْخَطَّابِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي بَيْتِهِ فَخَرَجْ And Umar radiallahu anhu heard and he was in his house, he came out. And he said, of course we're expecting Umar al-Muhaddath radiallahu anhu, al-Mulham radiallahu anhu, radiallahu anka ya Umar. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate your praises to spike everyone who hates him. Radiallahu anhu, radiallahu anhu, radiallahu anhu. Say ameen.
Ameen.
Good. Wallahi, the mentioning of Umar radiallahu anhu. Of course, we don't say that he's better than Abu Bakr. We love Ali radiallahu anhu. See, anyone who is in the throat of Ahlul Bid'ah, like Umar, the name of Umar, the name of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, these are the names of Sunnah. Of course, Abu Bakr and Ali radiallahu anhu, they're great of the greats of Sunnah. But Umar, because he is a thorn in the throat of Ahlul Bid'ah, that's why I like to praise Umar radiallahu anhu. فَسَمِعَ ذَلِكَ عُمَر radiallahu anhu, he came out of his house, he said, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ مِثْلَ الَّذِي أُرِي By the one who sent you with the truth, I have seen the same that what has been seen. قَالَ فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ He said that the Messenger said, فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ Praise be to Allah. That means now it is two narrations. Well, not one narration, two narrations, two dreams confirmed by the Prophet ﷺ. So it is a confirmed sunnah. Now, of course, we derived a lot of things from the hadith and we can derive more. But what we want from the fiqh here, that he said it is 15 kalima, 15 small sentence. Let's count them. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. How many we have? Four. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله How many do we have? Eight. طيب حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح How many do we have? 12. الله أكبر الله أكبر How many do we have? 14. لا إله إلا الله 15. So we have 15 sentences. We have inni iqama. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. How many we have?
Four.
Hayya 'ala as-salat, hayya 'ala al-falah. How many we have?
Six.
Qad qamat as-salat, qad qamat as-salat. Eight. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. 10. La ilaha illallah. 11. So here we have Iqama 11. Now before we go on the tarji' and we speak about the tarji', we might leave it till next week, there is no issue. What I want to talk about now, common mistakes the brothers do when they make the adhan. We do some common mistakes, which is sometimes spoils the adhan. First, it is Allahu Akbar. It's not Allahu Akbara. It's not Allahu Akbar. If you say Allahu Akbar, you are actually questioning, is Allah great? And that's a big mistake. That makes the adhan invalid. So it's Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. We'll speak about prolonging. Now you did that. After you finished the four takbir, Ashhadu an la ilaha. أشهد أشهد ألا, not أن لا, ألا إدغام بدون غنة, ألا أشهد ألا إله إلا الله. Again, أشهد ألا. After you finish it, there is mad four حركات. Pay attention. أشهد ألا إله. أشهد ألا إله. Four mad four حركات. أشهد ألا. After it, there is alif with the hamza on the bottom, so that will require mad. And that's why it goes like this. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. And you stop at the ha, bringing out little amount of air that you keep in your chest. إلا الله. You hear it? أشهد أن محمدا. Pay attention. أشهد أن, شد هي, أشهد أن, نأشهد, أشهد, أشهد mean I'm begging. أشهد with the ha, أن محمدا, نأ محمد. If you say محمد, you went against the grammar and you gave the wrong meaning, because after أن, هذا اسم أن, اسم أن has to be منصوب. منصوب means أشهد أن محمدا, not محمد. It's fatal mistake. It just doesn't mean anything, the sentence after that. أشهد أن محمد, and the meme on محمد has a شدة. أشهد أن محمدا رسول, محمدا رسول, محمدا رسول. Pay attention. Is it إدغام here? أشهد أن محمد الرسول. إدغام. Okay. بغنة أو وذاء غنة؟ وذاء غنة. أشهد أن محمد الرسول, محمد الرسول. طيب. رسول, نأ رسولة. If you say أشهد أن محمدا رسولا, that means you are saying I bear witness and testify that Muhammad, and رسولا means nothing, because there is اسم أن and خبر أن. خبر أن means the news of who is Muhammad, and the news of who is Muhammad must have a dhamma on it. If it doesn't have a dhamma, then it does not go back to Muhammad. Then you're giving news that a messenger, whom Allahu A'lam, you're talking about. So it has to be Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Possessing possessor, yes. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Now, because you're going to stop, you can remove the kasra and give a ha. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. Now we come to another important point. حي على الصلاة. حي. There is a شد. So it's not حي. It's حي. حي على الصلاة. طيب. So that is how you make it. It comes out as a ها. Also, حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ. The ha must come out as a ha. Some brothers, they say, حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ. You know حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ? Come to the open space. So pay attention, ya shabab. Pay attention. This is important. And then, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Then you come to لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Mad for harakat. So these are some of the common mistakes are made by the brothers. Now you have the problems of different accents. That's another dilemma that I'm not going to even go there. Ashadu. There is no ashadu. Yeah, ashadu. It is ashadu. Pay attention. Practice the Arabic language. You don't twist the Arabic language. You twist your tongue to suit the Arabic language. Fahimt? Because we have an issue with this, to do the salat. The iqama here, he said, because he wants to speak about wala tarji'a fihi. Let's speak about wala tarji'a fihi, and then we continue al-iqama. He said, wala tarji'a fihi. The adhan is 15 words long, and no tarji'a, repeating the shahada with low voice. What is the tarji'a? At-tarji'a is to say the shahadatain secretly. And each shahada, of course, is split to two sentences. That makes it four. And then after that, you say them loudly. That adds four. On adhan, which makes it from 15 to 19. This adhan is narrated through the hadith of Abi Mahdhura, the adhan of Ahl Makkah. The other adhan, the adhan of Abdullah ibn Zayd, which is narrated through Abdullah ibn Zayd, and the one who performed the adhan was Bilal. And that was known to be the adhan of Ahlul Madinah. So you have now adhan of Ahl Makkah and adhan of Ahlul Madinah. Ahlul Madinah kept on that adhan of 15 jumla. Now how the tarji' is done? After you do the takbir of the adhan, meaning like this, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, then secretly you say the shahadatain, meaning you whisper it to yourself, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Then loudly you say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Hayya 'ala s-salah, and so on. So that is the tarji' in the adhan as it is done. And both opinions are correct because both are being authentically narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We say this is ikhtilaf tadad or ikhtilaf tanawwu'. This is ikhtilaf tanawwu'. Ikhtilaf tanawwu', which is a difference of opinion that both are accepted, and a difference of opinion which is praiseworthy. A difference of opinion that is praiseworthy and allowed or not. So if you do the adhan of Bilal or you do the adhan of Abi Mahdhura, both correct and accepted because both are authentically narrated to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Adhan Abdullah ibn Zayd, which is the adhan of Bilal, adhan of Bilal ahlu Medina. Adhan Abi Mahdhura, Ahul Makkah. And here he said, rahimahullah, the iqama is 11 words long. He said, wal iqamatu ihda asharah. 11 words. Of course, we said words is a small sentence. This opinion of Al-Hanabila, the dalil of it is the previous hadith, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu, he said, as you see, he said the adhan and the iqama in it, and he made the adhan. How many kalima is the adhan of Abdullah ibn Zayd? 15. And the iqama in it is 11. Qama, how is the iqama performed as 11 kalima? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Hayya 'ala s-salati, Hayya 'ala al-falah, Qad qamati s-salah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. So Allahu Akbar is twice, Qad qamati s-salat is twice, Allahu Akbar also after it is twice. So al-iqama is 11. Tayyib, there is other iqama. Some people, they say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. There is another version of it, and it is acceptable. Right? So there is no fuss whether he does this or does that. But if there is a masjid, and this is from the etiquette, and this is how they do it, then you carry on what's in the masjid and what is happening in the masjid. Al-Iqama in hadith Abi Mahdhura It is 17 kalima. How many? 17 kalima. طيب. What I want you to pay attention for something here. So here what he said. Pay attention. There is a golden rule we have to always understand in fiqh. Whatever is performed in the sunnah in multiple ways, the sunnah is to perform it in multiple ways. We spoke about this, I think, previously, did we? Yeah. So we spoke about this principle before. So the sunnah is, since the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told, since the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted the adhan and the iqamah of Abdullah ibn Zayd, and accepted the adhan and iqamah of Abi Mahdhura, then the sunnah is, yes. So since the adhan and the iqamah of Abdullah ibn Zayd was accepted by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and enjoined by the Prophet, and same thing for Abi Mahdhura, then it is the sunnah to do this and do that. This is similar to dua al-istiftah in the salat. When you start the salat, subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik and so on, this is one dua. Another dua, wajjahtu wajhi lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal, this is another dua. And how many? The sunnah is to memorize as much as you can and swap and change. There's no problem. That is the sunnah. طيب. And that is what يعني we need to take into consideration. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.